Asante sana. Asanteni sana kwa upendo wenu na kwa ukarimu wenu.
Speaking to a group of 20 voters at Nyao Market outside Nairobi, slipping between Swahili and English, Boniface Mwangi makes it clear that he'll never stop fighting against corruption.
As your member of parliament, I'll be the first one to lead you in a protest.
Mwangi is an activist turned candidate, notorious for leading years of bizarre, attention-grabbing demonstrations against Kenyan politicians. In 2013, he released about a dozen pigs, drenched in blood, outside the National Assembly to protest politicians' demands for higher salaries. Now, Mwangi says he wants to work in Parliament, not for the higher salary, but so he can change it from the inside.
One of the most corrupt countries in the world, we lose about, about $60 million every year to corruption. And I'm going to Parliament to speak for the people who suffer because of the corruption. I'm going to Parliament to pass laws that will be friendly to the people who are affected by corruption.
But getting to Parliament could prove difficult. Campaign season in Kenya is synonymous with buying votes, an illegal practice which Mwangi claims to not engage in. His campaign also refuses to hold lavish political rallies, travel in luxury vehicles, or hire security like most other candidates do. Mwangi says it's because he's just like anyone else.
I'm not going to politics to make money. I don't want to become rich. I've made a public declaration that I'm going to take a 50% pay cut. I will not take a bodyguard. I will go to public hospitals. I will not take the very lavish car grant of about $50,000 to buy a car for myself. So when I go to Parliament, I'm going to work for the people.
On the campaign trail, Mwangi walks around and meets constituents individually. He asks them what they think is wrong and tells them how he's going to fix it. Voters we spoke to took note of this personal attention. Many said they have faith in Boniface Mwangi, though others said they're not sure if he'll be able to stand up to corruption all by himself.
Together with the other like-minded leaders, it can happen. On his own, it might be very hard because you realize that most people are corrupt.
Beatrice Nguga spoke with Mwangi when he approached her shop while campaigning.
Boniface has been very brave. He's been very brave. And we need some more people like him to help him fight the fight so that we can get somewhere at least eradicate or minimize this corruption and intimidation.
Limited funds and confidence aren't Mwangi's only problems. His crowd-funded independent campaign defies the norms of traditional Kenyan politics. Many political commentators are quick to point out that the odds are against him as he fights for a seat sought after by three other candidates, but without the support of established political machines with ethnic and tribal support. Still, Mwangi's confidence remains high.
I raised of about $60,000 from the Kenyan people to fund my campaign. So already, I'm the candidate of the people. And I know very well, and I'm very confident that I'm going to win. Because if they funded me, they'll vote for me.
And when Kenyans go to the polls on August 8th, Mwangi will have the chance to see if his efforts pay off. In Nairobi, Ryan Thompson for RFI.